Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. There is so much to learn about the Lord our God and King. And by the Holy Spirit, we can be guided into all truth. In like most relationships, people talk about things that are important to them. Now, I've walked with the Lord, and the Lord thinks of all things. And He knows that we think about, you know, a lot of the conversation is about what's important to me. And sometimes the Lord talks about what's important to Him. And I always talk about how the Lord thinks of all things. And I was thinking about that today, just meditating on how the Lord is. As a conversationalist, the Lord is well versed on all things. He can talk to a scientist. He can talk to a child in kindergarten. Anybody that will draw near and listen to Him, He can give them thoughts and show them things. And He deals with us on our level. He knows how to conversate with a teacher, a student, a pastor, a convert, somebody who's just gotten saved and they're just starting out. God knows how to deal with all people. And whenever I minister somewhere, God give me what to say. And now the reason I learn these things is because when He first called me to the ministry, I didn't know what to do and I knew it. So whatever message He gave me for His people, that was God trying to communicate with His people. And He would put on my heart things that they would hear. And that's how I learned that God evaluates everything. He can take a man who happened to be a mechanic, and he had me to say things that could appeal to everybody in the audience. Only God could do something like that. That's why I'm looking at God from a humble position. And the more I learn about Him, the more I want to know about Him. And the more I learn about Him, the more amazed I am at Him. And then He can use me to help others in ways that I couldn't even imagine. And then I look out in the world and I say, well, I tell people about how good God is. And some people want more and some people want less. And those that want more, they hold conversations and they ask questions. And the knowledge of God is precious to them. They value it. Now, anybody that values God's word, the Lord knew that they would value His word. And anybody that values the company of God, there's something right about them. Anybody that values God's company, even some people who are sinners, and they think they got it all figured out, and they have opinions about God and sometimes against God. But if they have a heart that loves the truth, the words of God will always appeal to them. And anybody that wants to be in God's presence, there's something right about them. And then enough truth is exposed to them, the camouflage of this world system won't work anymore. All the deceptive coatings that the enemy has put out before them, his witchcraft will stop working against them. The enemy is an illusionist. As a man of God, as the people of God, as a Christian, never buy into what you see. What you see in others, you can't go by or judge how they act or what they say. That's not all there is to it. The Lord our God is looking at the heart. Now, Christians will look at what's on the outside, they'll look at the rough edges and turn away and excuse that person of being a sinner or wanting to be a sinner. There are some sinners who seem to want to be a sinner, but when the truth of God's word is exposed properly, they gravitate towards it. Sometimes people don't know themselves that they really desire to know God. And every now and then, the right person will come along with boldness and speak the word of God and truth. And they want more. And they end up getting saved. When other Christians judge them wrong and just didn't try. This is a day that we have to endeavor. We can't just sit back on the sidelines and watch people suffer in this world. We can't just watch people remain in deception. And the Holy Spirit will give us whatever knowledge and wisdom we need. But in our personal relationship with the Lord, it behooves us to draw near to the Lord and allow nothing to stop us from doing so. And hear what he has to say. God is too good for this. He's too good to let things slide, to not draw near to him. There are many bluffs in the world system to keep us from drawing near to the Lord. And sometimes people think, well, I only want to go so far. I don't really want to be a preacher. I don't want to do this and that. And they don't get to know God because they're afraid that he's going to have them to do something. And I know for a fact, if whatever God give you to do, you're going to have a passion for it. It's not going to be. You don't have to be in an unwilling condition. You may start out unwilling. Most people do. But as you get to know him for yourself, you become very willing. To the point that, you know, as you grow, you become more willing. Some do, some don't. Men do all kind of things. So you really can't judge. It's too important to not find this out for yourself. That's what I'm trying to say. God is too good. His knowledge and wisdom is too rich. It's too wonderful to not draw near to him because of a false opinion that started in the world and introduced by Satan. Everything that Satan introduced, you need to depart from it. We all do. We can't trust anything in this world. And we need to conversate with God. And most ministers, most preachers, they preach what's important to them. But the Lord our God and King, He's good at He can deal with us on every subject there is. And sometimes pastors, they get in a, you know, anybody, just people. Whatever is important to them, that's what they focus on. But when you focus on the Lord, you'll be appropriate in your conversations. See, if people are there, a lot of pastors are focused on finances and tithes and offerings. Let's say they're trying to build the church, and that's all these are wonderful things. And they lead to greater things. All of it, even the tithes. But when you focus on it, that becomes what's important to you. But you build people up by ministering what's important to them. The things that are important to others should not be left out of a message from God. Because God thinks of everything. And if we follow him, we can think of all things too. And see, a lot of teenagers, they don't know how God could guide them in this life. Because most of them don't know that they can follow God. They barely heard the fact that they can follow God. They can be guided by the Holy Spirit. And then when they get old enough to stay at home, move out on their own or whatever, they just stop going to church. And I see that happen too much. And they get sucked in the vacuum of this world system. And a lot of them are going to be left here. And their parents were good people. And some of them go, you know, a lot of them, they go out and make a fool of themselves, and then they come back and they love God. Some, you know, the word says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he won't depart from it. That's a safety net. That's good. I'm glad that that happens, because people go through, they go through all kind of mindsets before they make up their mind. But now the Lord is about to return. And anything that's off guard is going to be off guard. And those that love God are going to be spared. This is a day you have to love God. So there are many teenagers that won't never leave God. Because I was once a teenager. Well, I was 19 when I got saved. Almost 20. But I know young people can love God, because I did. And I knew that older people thought I was going to play with the world. But after I got saved, I had no interest in playing with the world. And I was accused of it. You know, when they give advice, they'd say, don't do this. And I'm like, I didn't want to do that. They didn't know that. But, and I didn't always explain. I didn't explain myself. I really never did. I just said, well, I know how people feel, because I was used to that. You know, you can tell how people feel. I said, I'm just going to live. I'm not going to try to explain myself. I'm just going to live. And that was just the position I took. Because if you try to explain yourself, people don't always hear it. They hear whatever they focused on. That's what people pay attention to. They wasn't used to seeing a young person love God and stick with him. And be stable and get married and go forward and have children. But I know some men and women that did the things of God. And they had no interest in going back to the world system. But the Lord our God has so much to say, wonderful things. And his counsel is perfect. And God is too good to ignore. With all the problems we have, we really need to be in his presence learning how to biblically solve our problems. And see, I know the Lord. The Lord can, sometimes the people that introduce people to God, they may be poor. You know, their education level varies. Some are blue collar workers, some are white collar workers, some have only worked in ministry, and they never really worked a real job outside of ministry. You got all types of people, and anybody can be great at doing God's will if they spend time with the Father. Some people may feel like, well, I was never out there in the work field, so I can't identify with what the guys that go to a job every day have to deal with. You may not go, but the Holy Spirit does, and you can still minister to him. Because it really don't, if we follow God close enough, it don't matter what we do or don't know. The Lord can use a mechanic like me. I'm a mechanic, that's my trade. But he called me to the ministry, and I minister to people that are educated in many grades higher than I am. That's fine. Because God is not limited to my trade or my education level. He can cause me to say what I need to know. And there are people who are physicists and doctors and, you know, professors, people that know much knowledge. Well, the Lord can say things. He can dialogue with you and cause you to say what they need. And the truth be told, people, they won't really need anybody to teach them, to train them in their education or their skill set, because they have a skill set. Most of the time, ministers, they encourage people in life, and they help people to live and understand the lifestyle of God, the life of God, the Word of God. And that's the most needful thing, because the Word of God is something that you can, you need it everywhere, in every facet of your life, in your relationships at home, your relationships with friends and family. There's wisdom for everybody, for every part of your life. And all the encouragement you'll need on your job to overcome all the obstacles that you face so that you can continue doing what it is that you do. You know, the wisdom of God, he can take a mechanic and minister to the president. He can take a mechanic like me and minister to people all over the world, because he'll put his word in my mouth. Now, Amos, he said, I was a picker of sycamore fruit. he picked mulberries. That's in the sycamore family. And he didn't feel qualified to go and prophesy to Israel, but he did, because God put his word in his mouth. We all are important in Christ. And then on top of that, God made us kings and priests. We don't have excuses. We have the word of God. And the Lord our God can dialogue. And the Lord has a whole lot more to say than just ministry things. The word of God give you wisdom for every part of your life. But don't leave out the joy. Don't leave out the fellowship. Sometimes when you're alone and you're talking to the Lord in prayer, you can talk about anything. He can talk about any subject. He can talk to you about anything that you want to know about. You know, I like to watch science type shows, on the History Channel, how things are made, the things about space. Even old crazy, the ancient aliens, they find things all over the world and they try to figure out what happened. Now, God made everything that you know about, everything you've been introduced to, all the stars, all the planets, outer space. God made all that. That's his handiwork. He's been doing that a long time. You can trust what he said about his creation biblically. But sometimes cold religion has tried to interpret God's word, and they try to do it in the scope of how they think. You know, men want to say, well, the earth is only 6,000 years old, but it's not. The Bible's not written that way. It said in the beginning, he created the heaven and the earth, period. And something happened in this. In verse 2 said, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. So the earth had been judged. That's why it was all messed up, because everything God made is consistently good. But when we first saw the earth, it didn't look like a planet. Something happened. And you get more, there are more scriptures that talk about what happened. And you have to put all the facts together. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in, because he was there. I wasn't there, but he was. I can trust his word. I can trust the information that he gave, and I can trust what he says to me currently. And if we can take him at his word, we can learn whatever it is we need to know or want to know. And I was in the Lord's presence. He said, honors me that you asked me about my creation. And I'm saying this because your dialogue with the Lord is not limited to just one mindset, one thing, one frame of thought. Because the Lord is an expert at all things, he can talk to you about all things. And people need to be asking the Lord their questions. If you got questions, you need to be asking them. And learn, you start where you are. You can't get to know God if you don't talk to him. And that's what I'm trying to say. The Lord has so much to say, and we cannot get to know him if we do not talk to him. Now, the reason I'm saying all these things is because a lot of times people don't know what God can do in them. They know God is good. He's all powerful. They agree on that. He's omnipresent, always with us. But people don't always act like it. Now, I've seen people be so focused on what they're into that that's what gets in their heart. The abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. And when people are focused, are so focused on what's important to them, they can miss out on what God is trying to get over to them. Now, let's put it this way. Within a church congregation, you know, people come to church and they come in all kind of conditions. Some people are considering God. Some people are still considering the world. They don't know how to leave the bondage of the world. Some people are frustrated and aggravated. And the Lord has answers. But if we focus on the Lord enough, we'll hear that still small voice minister us what others really need. Now, God doesn't make us do something that we don't want to do. Sometimes the way he has to use us, that's all we'll give him to work with. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman, and he responds to us. He uses us at our level because he's good that way. I mean, that's just the way he does things. And if he can't get our attention where it needs to be, he has to use us where we will allow him to. Now, if everybody happens to be focused on the same thing, then the Lord doesn't have a problem. But let's say there's a woman out there that has grown complacent and she's thinking about leaving her husband and divorcing her husband and, you know, going somewhere else, starting another life. And they have young children, or maybe they don't have children. She's about to make a decision she doesn't have to make. But there's nobody to address her concerns. And then there's some teenage kid, he's thinking about suicide. He's tempted with it. And then, but this Sunday, the Lord takes the pastor on another route, and he speaks things that will heal that kid's concern. And instead of killing himself, he grow courage and he learn the things of God, and he becomes successful in life. And then there are others who with all sorts of problems. The Lord knows that the wrong company is about to get somebody's child into drugs or sex or whatever. Somebody's, you know, people go through all kind of things, all kind of problems, all kind of thoughts. And some people's spouse is being tempted at work. The Holy Spirit knows how to address these concerns, so that people can stand. People don't fall overnight. But if a man will not follow God, and he'll only preach what he wants to preach, then the Holy Spirit is not going to make him do any different. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't make people do things. He's not in the make people do things business. I'm going to say that again. The Holy Spirit is not in the make people do things business. He helps people that invite him. He helps us to go forward. He helps us do our part as much as possible. He responds to us. And if you're waiting on the Holy Spirit, to God to make you do something, that's not going to happen. In fact, it never happened and it never will happen. The closest thing to that, he called people to the ministry, or he called us to do things, and he shows us what will happen if we do, and he'll show us what will happen if we don't. He doesn't make us do our part. It has to be from the heart. All the things of God are the same way. The just shall live by his faith. Faith is a choice. You don't have to believe God if that's not what you want to do. But those who live, they live by their faith, and they live by their faith on purpose, because that's what they want to do. Let's not get it balled up. I'm saved because I want to be. I desire to be saved. If I didn't want to be saved, nobody could have made me be saved. We don't, as preachers, as Christians, as family members, we don't go around making people get saved. They get saved because that's what they want to do. Ministry is no different. God don't make people preach his word. He called them to preach his word. And they either respond or they run. Some people run and then they respond. But if we're going to preach his word, why not do it in full measure and not partial measure? Why not speak what God has to say? And see, most of the times that I preach somewhere, I was just visiting. If I preach at a church, I'm just visiting. I'm not there to do the pastor's job, but while I'm there to help according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Lord put things on my heart, and I know that people got all kinds of different concerns, varied concerns. I know this before I begin. And I practice yielding to the Holy Spirit so that he can help me minister to everybody there. Now, they still got a desire. They got a want to live by their faith. They got to mix faith with what the Holy Spirit has sent for them. And if they'll do that, then they'll have faith for the next step of their lives. They'll have the encouragement they need. They'll mix faith with it, and they'll receive that encouragement. They'll speak it. And they'll act on it, and it will be life in their life. And they won't commit suicide. They'll know what to do. They'll know how to undo what the enemy did. They'll have wisdom to overcome. Or if they're about to not marry the perfect person for them, they'll be alerted to it. Only the Holy Spirit can give them that kind of wisdom, not me. I don't even know them, and I don't have to know them. That's the wonderful thing about it. And sometimes that's better that I don't know them. Because pastors know people's situations. And when the pastor tried to tell them something, well, the people will say, well, the pastor knew my business. But the stranger don't know your business. And the Lord can use a stranger in ways he can't always use the pastor. And sometimes the pastor don't know. Your business is strange to the pastor. And he don't think you have the problems you have. But the Lord can use him. In Corinthians chapter, 1 Corinthians 14, where Paul was giving order concerning prophecy, tongues, and encouragement. He said, if you pray in tongues, in a regular congregation where there's people of various backgrounds there, they won't understand all the speaking in tongues, and they'll think everybody's mad or crazy. Now, if you're in a church and everybody there is speaking in tongues, like a prayer meeting, well, it's all right, because everybody understands what's going on. But when strangers are there, he said, let those that speak in tongues. Now, he was talking about the gift of tongues, not just your prayer language. He said, let it be two or three at the most, and then let them have an interpreter there. Now, in every congregation there, you know, I know a few people at our church that has interpreted the tongue. So you can look out in the audience, you see them there, and then when that gift operates on you and you speak in tongues, then you know you got an interpreter to that, because you can see them on the third pew or wherever they're sitting. And you got two or three people that God have used in the past to interpret. You got you an interpreter, so go ahead and speak in tongues. Release it. The Lord's going to give you the unction. Well, if he do that anyway, the Holy Spirit know what he's doing, and he got somebody in place to interpret it. So if we just yield to the Holy Spirit, we're going to be fine. We're going to do great things. But when you ball up and don't yield to him and do it your way, then he's hands off. He's not going to make you not do that. He's not. He's not going. He's not into make folks do stuff business. He's not into make people do things business. He's there to help you if that's what you want to do. And he will respond to your faithfulness. I don't like to have things all balled up. I like things to work right. And so does the Holy Spirit. He loves us. He responds to people of faith. The just shall live by his faith. Now, with all that in mind, understand, God can take you and do a mighty work so that others may live. And so that you can live better. He won't leave you out. No joy will be left out of your life if you follow him completely. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to move in your life and cause you to be the best you that you can be. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord. And the Holy Spirit will guide us.